This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
The finding of a burnt Quran locally leads to demonstrations as far away as India. The holy book found over the weekend near the Islamic Center of East Lansing. The Michigan chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations spokesman Dawood Walid said the incident is serious.
We don't see any difference between burning a Quran at a mosque with someone burning a cross at a black church or someone spray painting a swastika at a Jewish synagogue.
Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero is calling on media outlets to now set up debates between himself and Republican Rick Snyder. Bernero tells WILS's Tony Connolly that negotiations between the two camps have broken down.
I really believe his handlers are getting in the way. I think he's been cocooned and put in a bit of a bubble. And the debates are not about that. The debates are when you get a chance to speak from the heart and from, you know, the top of your head.
7th District Congressional candidate Tim Walberg here on WILS discussing extended unemployment benefits as he tries to get a seat back from incumbent Mark Schauer. Walberg says the extension doesn't permanently help people in Michigan.
It said to them what they didn't want to hear. Here's a handout, not a hand up. And you know something? That is discouraging beyond limits.
And the price of gas in Michigan spiking up by 12 cents last week, the current statewide average, $2.90 a gallon. Reports of the burnt Quran found in East Lansing over the weekend leads to angry demonstrations and the burning of a church in India. The Quran was found near the Islamic Center of East Lansing on the evening of September 11th. The Michigan chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations spokesman Dawood Walid reacting to the local incident.
At one hand, we were disgusted, but on the other hand, we were not totally shocked. There's a wave of anti-Muslim hysteria.
A gubernatorial debate between Virge Bernero and Rick Snyder is looking less and less likely. The Lansing mayor speaking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning says that Snyder's campaign has halted negotiations for a meeting.
They were trying to limit the debates. It was as though we would have been debating in a closet. They wanted to restrict access. They wanted to do it at noon instead of in the evening when people could watch it on TV. They refused to allow streaming video.
The Okemos Public Schools initially planning to cancel certain bus routes this fall, now delaying the action until early next year. Interim Superintendent Catherine Ash tells WILS the extra time will allow affected parents to plan for the change.
Originally, the families were concerned about the fact that the routes had been canceled. Now the families seem to be willing to try to figure out a means to transport their kids.
And demolition work on the old Deluxe Inn in Lansing begins today as the site is prepared for a future development. The weekend discovery of a burned Quran near the Islamic Center of East Lansing drawing international attention, the incident sparking a demonstration as far away as India. Dawood Walid with the Michigan chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations tells WILS this afternoon that although he considers the incident a hate crime,
we're confident that this situation was done by a fringe hate monger in the community, and obviously we don't think that this represents the vast majority of sentiments of people in Lansing area.
It looks like Michigan voters may be going to the polls in November without getting to see the two gubernatorial candidates in a debate. Negotiations on a meeting between Democratic Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero and Republican Rick Snyder have broken down. Bernero tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning that Snyder is trying to avoid the event.
If he can't stand up to Virge Bernero in a debate, how is he going to stand up against the problems? How is he going to stand up for Michigan in a global economy at a time when we need a fighter?
Elementary school students in Okemos will not be affected by the cancellation of certain bus routes until second semester. The school board deciding to postpone the move. Interim Superintendent Catherine Ash tells WILS the decision was made
to increase the non-transportation miles from 1.25 to 1.5 miles for grades K through 5.
Michigan motorists will pay 12 cents more per gallon for gas this week based on a new auto club survey. Nancy Kane is with AAA Michigan.
This is largely due to a pipeline shutdown after a leak at the Enbridge pipeline in suburban Chicago, Illinois. The shutdown has prompted gas prices and crude oil prices to go up. This pipeline break is really impacting motorists really across the Midwest, including Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio.
And Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox delivering to the president's new Agent Carp Czar the names of more than 90,000 people who signed a web petition calling for a separation of the Mississippi River Basin from the Great Lakes in an effort to stop a flood of Asian carp into Lake Michigan. Cox says it's a clear message that citizens here want separation. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight partly cloudy, low around 46. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 71. And tomorrow night, a chance of showers, cloudy, low in the mid-40s. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.